Press 6.
Good morning. Good morning. Can you hear me? Good morning.
Okay, I'll see you this evening. Oh, there's hamburger under the dessert there in the fridge if you want something to do with hamburger.
Well.
Or there's soup. Whatever.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. This is Onita.
Hi, Onita. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. I'm sitting here in Arizona, just a few miles away from Jeannie's place.
Oh, good for you.
And recording on the on location, so it'll be interesting to see how everything turns out this morning.
Now that could be a challenge. I haven't heard anybody else yet, so. Well, I thought I'd get on for a little bit. I'm going to have to go to work pretty soon, but... You had said one time your wife had gotten on the smoothies, too.
She has. Yeah, I make smoothies for us every morning.
How's she doing with it?
And so she's rather enjoying them. She's doing a good job with it.
So good.
I think it's making her feel better, too, so that's exciting.
Yeah. Sometimes they tend to give me a stomach ache. I don't know why.
Do you use the same greens all the time, or do you rotate your greens?
Well, I kind of rotate them. I usually put kale in and then whatever else I have, spinach, or right now I put in some Swiss chard because I've got that in the garden. So, what I'm missing is my lemon. I don't remember if it was Jeannie or Brenda, somebody, maybe Jeannie, that had talked about putting a quarter of a lemon or something like that in hers. So,
yeah.
It always just has such a nice, bright flavor.
Yeah, it's really interesting as you read the books about the green smoothies.
Uh-huh.
One of the things that Victoria Botenko says in her books is there are five different things that you've got to have in the smoothies as far as you're in the... And it might be Dee McCafferty in Plan D, I can't remember which. But anyway, they say that you have to have five different flavors.
Mm.
And if you miss one of those flavors, it's just amazing. And the lemon usually adds in a flavor that you normally wouldn't think about.
Right, yeah.
And to me, it's just amazing because how it will, just a little tiny bit of lemon will give it a... You know, give something that's really a bland taste, actually even a sweeter taste, and to me anyway, and it's really interesting. But the reason I was asking you if you're possibly getting a headache or a stomach ache from it.
Yeah.
One of the things that I read in the Green Smoothie Revolution book by Victoria Botenko, and I'm sort of trying to figure out the page. I need get it marked so I can find it instantly, but it was interesting. She says that when they first started off doing the green smoothies, that they had gone 3 months using kale every day.
Mm.
And that's what they'd used without the realization that almost all the greens have what they call alkaloids in them, and it's a real low level of poison. And so what happens if you use the same green every day, month after month, pretty soon that the alkaloid of that particular green, if you're using the same one, will build up in your body and actually be poisonous. In a small amount, it builds the immune system, but she suggests rotating your greens and using at least four, I think she says, and use them not every day unless you're just using a real small amount every day.
Yeah.
And rotate them, and so that and she identifies, I think, about seven or eight different greens that she rotates through every week.
Yeah.
But it was quite interesting, and I had been using spinach for 3 months. And Char had a similar experience where her up by her eye, her face would tingle every day when she made her smoothie.
Hmm.
And she'd been using kale for 3 months. So
yeah.
when she realized that, and then when I mentioned it on the call one day, then a lot of people popped up and said, "Oh, that's interesting." And so
I must admit
this morning. Thought I heard a couple of beeps.
Yeah, I did too.
But anyway, so that might be of help to you.
Oh, thanks. I just skipped it totally yesterday and just had oatmeal and stuff, so.
Yeah, we did too. We were traveling, so we woke up late and Carol was driving the car and I was driving a U-Haul, so we were tired.
Are you moving?
No, I just moved the Nikan bed from home there in Salt Lake City down to my daughter in Phoenix.
Okay.
And to be able to move it, she, for whatever reason, she decided she didn't want to ship it commercially. It was going to cost a couple hundred bucks to do it commercially, and she just wanted it done, so.
So Dad had to do it.
So she rented a U-Haul, the smallest U-Haul truck that we could fit it into, and I drove it down.
Okay.
Good morning, Vance Lifestyle Call. Who joined us? I was excited about the possibility of the call this morning, so I was all... had it pretty much everything laid out in my mind how I was going to do stuff this morning. And I was laying there in bed, and about 6 minutes after seven, the phone starts to ring, you know, like my, and I use my phone as my alarm clock at home, so I reached over and hit the alarm clock. It was somebody calling me. So after being awake an hour, I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah. I wonder where Char's at.
What's that?
I said, I wonder where Char's at.
I don't know. She's busy this morning, it sounds like.
Evidently.
So, let's see if I can find that thing here. One of the things that she mentions in her book on page 53 about the green smoothies, it says you can use any blender to make smoothies. However, I recommend using the most powerful blender you can find. And what I found with our blender is, it says here, if you don't have a powerful blender, you can still make green smoothies and benefit from them, but you will have to chop your ingredients into smaller pieces, blend for longer periods of time, and put up with chunks in your smoothie. And since Carol hates chunks, I've learned that I have to cut things up real small and then blend them for longer than what I would normally used to do.
Yeah, I've been using an old Oster that I've had around here forever, but it's beginning to complain. I ran into an online special for the Vitamix, so I went ahead and ordered one. It's a reconditioned one, but I thought it sounded pretty good. It still has the warranty and everything.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I really do want to get one of those. I've used our Bosch blenders for, we used to be Bosch and Magic Mill kitchen machine dealers 20 years ago and for years until I found out I was allergic to wheat.
Mm.
And that sort of took the excitement out of it for me because every time I ate something, it made me sick.
Yeah.
So we stopped being dealers. But
that's a good machine too, I think. So
the machine is a great machine, especially for making bread and stuff, but we used to think it was a pretty good blender until I started making smoothies.
Mm.
Do we have someone else join us? Not yet. So
you there, quick.
I'm excited.
Uh-huh. I was going to say, either they're coming in and then leaving again or something. So.
Yeah, they must be scared to death because they hear a guy talking.
Yeah.
It's been the gals for so long.
Yeah.
It's been, 2.5 years since I've actively been on every day like I was. There for a while, I was recording 3 lifestyle calls a day.
Oh, wow.
And my wife said I OCD'd on it, but I wanted the information. I wanted it. I didn't want to get sick.
Right. Yeah.
Diabetes so much flows in my family that my grandmother had it when she died, and my mother has it, and my mother-in-law died of complications of diabetes.
Oh, wow.
And so I just. It's something that was very real to me and to my family, and so when I found out about the lifestyle calls, I figured that was a pretty good deal, and it was nice because I was working swing shifts, so I could record them and be involved with them, and got to the point where I was just about certified as far as a lifestyle trainer.
Yeah.
Then dropped off just before I completed it. So, good morning. Who joined us? Still no ticket.
Yeah, it sounds that way.
So anyway, so what's your story with the Nikan and the lifestyle calls?
I came into the lifestyle calls, well, I guess soon after they started, the original ones, and be healthier and lose weight. Nikan, we got into in 1998 after we had been to down to the tip of Baja at Cabo San Lucas. One of my brothers is my upline, and he had just gotten into it and bought his products and brought them along. So I had a small product, well, several small product experiences. I was chopping jalapenos without a glove or anything, and my fingers were tingling, and so he handed me the Mag Boy and says, here, run this between your fingers, and the, you know, the heat went away. So that, and then it was, I was chilly down there because it was cool. Everybody else was fine, but I'm always cold, and so they tossed me that. At that point, we had a zip-up travel pillow or travel quilt, and so used that a lot, and so that convinced me, and really haven't done a whole lot with it except for buying products, and I've got a few people that buy products, but as far as building a business, I really haven't, so.
Good morning.
Good morning, Char.
Sorry to interrupt. I got a notice late over the weekend, one of the two nights, and they were discontinuing this number as of today. Now, they didn't say what time as of today. So I started to work on setting up another line. They said due to government regulations, et cetera, they were no longer able to continue.
Wow.
Blah, blah, blah. So I didn't even think it was going to be in service. So will you guys please watch your emails? I already sent one out saying sorry for the inconvenience that there was no call today. And I thought, well, we better call in and just check it. And so here you are. So anyway, I've been working on doing the other line, but I'm going to check on a couple of other lines also. So we should be up and running by tomorrow morning, normally.
Okay.
And I'll let you know, Steve. In fact, you should have already gotten an email from me.
Okay. I didn't. That's one thing I didn't do this morning was read my email. I'm down here in Phoenix.
I don't expect everybody to get to it that way anyway, so, but I just thought, well, as long as you guys are here, I don't know how many are on the line, but anybody that's heard me, and I need to run because I've got a tight schedule this morning, too, even though I thought we were going to have a call, but it didn't work out to get it reset, so anyway.
Well, it's seeming to work, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, it may not. Maybe it's midnight tonight, or maybe they extended it a few hours, or maybe there's going to be another email coming. So,
okay.
Anyway, I'll let you all know.
So you're going to switch over to WhistleTree then?
That's what I was on with WhistleTree.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. So I don't know how many other people got the notice besides me, but I assume they all did because they just said they were shutting down the operation. So
interesting.
Yeah, well, I thought so, too.
Well, see, what?
So anyway, I need to run.
Okay.
You guys have a great day.
Okay.
And I'll let you know what happens.
All right, Char. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Safe travel. Okay, so it sounds like you're similar in Onita to me, then, as far as, you know, just sort of having a great product experience and enjoying the way the product works, but just not getting out there and talking to enough people.
That's right.
I know that I sure feel selfish for having the tremendous product experiences I had and Carol has had, and you know, I think every member of our family has had a product experience. So I used to throw up people so badly that they'd run the other way, so I've had to temper myself and try to learn the last few years, and it's been a long learning experience for me, but we're figuring it out.
I
think it's very interesting, you know, as you say, the products come and the products go, but last night I slept on a old fold-up travel blanket from Nikan.
Yeah. I always carry those in my trunk. That way, if I need one for some reason, I've got it.
That's where ours is all the time, my wife's trunk.
Yeah.
Sometimes she has two because I bought her the new one. So we got one of the new one at the top of our bed, and we're on a queen size bed, so I put them crosswise, and that gave us at least something to keep our bodies from not hurting, and I woke up pretty good this morning.
Yeah, I do that too when we're traveling, so. And it sure helps that, and I always carry a quilt in the car. Well, I carry a demo pack, so I just grab the quilt out of that, and then I've got that for motels and stuff as well.
Yeah.
That and my hard pillow, so.
We're just not used to the heat that's down here. Just, love, Salt Lake is hot to me, but this is really hot, so.
I wish it would warm up here. It's just slightly over 60 and kind of chilly and damp.
And you're in Kansas, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought I remembered. All right. Well, why don't we discontinue the call then for today?
That sounds good, because I'm going to have to go to work. I could take my supplements yet and get myself organized. So.
Okay, well, thanks so much for all the comments you make to the group and for the help that you've been over the years. I know you've been there a long time. So.
Thank you.
Appreciate you much. You have a great day, okay?
Appreciate you taping all of this. So we enjoy going back and listening to them.
Well, I've got almost every one of them for the last year taped. I just haven't taken the 5 minutes it takes to put them on the web.
Yeah.
It was interesting. The Nikan products have just made such a huge difference for me, and when I learned the things I did with the lifestyle calls, we were using a lot of products, and rather than get out and talk to people, I was worrying about something else that I was doing, and basically all it was worrying and wasn't getting it done, and
yeah.
I got away from sharing it much, so the rebate checks weren't as big, so I didn't buy as much product, and it was interesting over the winter. I crashed. I really had my vitamin D levels got really low, and I'd come home from barely make it through work and come home and just crash on the couch or in bed and not do anything, and I just got out of the habit of doing anything.
Yeah.
And now we're fighting back and went in for a physical and found out that I was really low on vitamin D and started taking a supplement to help that. And within just a few days, I got some energy back, and it was really exciting. So to me, it was amazing. So well, anyway, you have a great day, and we'll visit with you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.